home. We are WNST, AM 1570, Towson, Baltimore. We are Baltimore Positive. The bow tie underneath of me should say so. I have decided to close down things here with an old friend. We're at Costas Inn. It's all brought to you by our friends at the Maryland Lottery and the Magic 8 Ball. It is a cup of soup or bowl. In my case, it's Maryland Crab here at Costas. On Tuesday, we're going to be at Fadley's. Probably going to get the shrimp salad down there, to be honest with you. On Wednesday, we're going to be at Coco's, and that means coconut shrimp. Thursday, we're going to be at State Fair in Catonsville. Probably chicken and waffles, probably, if not the shrimp and grits. And then on Friday, we're going to be at Cooper's North. That means gumbo and probably the ahi tuna wrap. But all of it brought to you by our friends at the Maryland Lottery. I will have Magic 8 Balls scratch-offs to give away. I have saved the best for last here on day one. My friend Trish Woodward is a friend of life. We were in Oliver together in 1980.
I don't
two,
know.
Two, 82.
I'm going to, yeah.
So probably. She just turned 21. And the weird part is she was like so much younger than me in 1982. And now we're like, we're both old parents, and how long we've been married and all that. She runs a thing called Camp Opportunity. She takes care of children. And from my name, you're Colgate side or were you Eastwood side? Which side were you?
Eastwood.
Not my neighborhood. The enemy, Eastwood, over there with John Allen and all those people over there. And the you are a Colgate High person. You're a little younger than me. We wound up in this beautiful presentation of Oliver Twist beautiful man named Lem Henson and Jack Delaney ran 43 years ago now. Yep. She and I, we're in a video together with, remember the umbrellas we spun during I Do Anything?
They were the wheels.
They were the wheels.
Yes.
And I was, as you can well imagine, the Artful Dodger. Yes, so it was a long, long time ago.
I was in Fagan's gang.
Well, you did you have all the black stuff on your face?
Yes.
The dirty kids.
We had to look dirty. Yeah.
Dirty kids on the streets of London.
And I was a boy.
And I had you were never a boy. As
far
as I
mean, well, in the play I was.
Even before all this he, she, they, you were always a girl to me. Camp Opportunity is here. She's been my friend a long time. We sort of reunited last year. And I'm shocked at how many mutual Facebook friends we have, like Gigi Causey and some of my lifer pals who knew you as not the little younger sister. But as, you know, like somebody that's really doing something nice in the community here. Yeah. Talk about Camp Opportunity year two, because, you know, I really love you if I invite you back the second year. Just
awesome.
So you know that.
Yeah,
so,
well, yeah. I'm happy to be back. Thank you for having me. So, yeah, Camp Opportunity, we provide a traditional overnight summer camp experience for kids ages 8 to 11 who've experienced abuse and neglect. And we target the areas of Baltimore City and Baltimore County. But we do take kids from around the state. And so they come to camp. Our camp is in Harford County.
Let me say camp.
Spencer.
It's a regular, it's a camp in the woods. It's meatballs. It's what we're thinking about, right?
It is a traditional overnight summer camp experience. They go swimming. They go hiking. There's games. There's basketball. If you're a camp person, you know the game Gaga. This year, we're going to have pickleball. We're going to add some pickleball courts. They learn to play chess.
These kids aren't old enough to play pickleball.
Oh, they're going to love it.
Pickleball's for old people.
They're going to love it. They are.
Like me.
So, and last year, you wanted me to tell you, we doubled our impact last year. Our sweet spot is normally like 30 kids a week because we do the one-on-one pairing.
How many weeks are we doing this?
We did two last year. It's really expensive. The kids come for free. We provide transportation. So it's at no cost to them or their families. And so it is expensive for us to run. We rely on donations and small grants that we get from certain foundations around the area. We are at this transitional point where we are trying to grow and increase our impact. Last year was the first year in over 38 years that we actually were able to provide a second week of camp to get more.
Wow, 37 years. Years of one, and now you're to two.
Now we're at two.
You doubled the last year.
Yeah, we did. We did. So
I gotta get your headset right because you keep farting with it, and I want to
fix it. It's just falling back.
That's
fine.
All right. All right, because you're small. All right, tiny people from Dundalk. So, always the inspiration for the start of this. I always like to say, "What's a nice girl from Colgate who I grew up with?" And we saw maybe poverty. I don't know how to describe it as a kid. You know, I never wanted for a meal or for things, but I definitely went to other friends of mine in the neighborhood whose family was renting, family maybe didn't have a job, working nights, didn't have the same kind of furniture in their houses, didn't have things in their basements. I'm just thinking about Mutual. And, you know, we grew up in that environment. What? How did you make this transition from East Side Baltimore person to do-gooder, Trish?
So, I mean, I actually spent a lot of time in my career in the for-profit world and private equity.
Okay.
And I just woke up one day. It was on my birthday in 2017. And I was like, I don't want to do this anymore. I
need
to get back to – and I did a lot of volunteering. So I decided that I wanted to get into – and, you know, I have my degree in education. And I wanted to do things with kids. I wanted to have an impact on kids and primarily kids, you know, that need us. So that's how I got into it. I found
Did you volunteer in some other place to figure this out first or whatever?
Yeah, I mean, I was always a volunteer with different organizations and primarily, you know, with a child welfare focus. So, you know, one of my good friends, Jen, runs a really awesome, I was telling you about it, organization called Empower for Life. They provide programming that goes into homeless shelters and a lot more. So yeah, always, you know, having my foot in the door with other nonprofits.
What kind of teacher were you?
I taught early childhood. I only taught for like a year.
Okay.
And then I was like, I had my daughter, and then I was like, I'm going to take this time to figure out what I want to do with the rest of my life.
Well, and I think finding this this opportunity to help other people, and you say you woke up one day 8 years ago now to do this?
2017. Yeah. I mean, and I didn't start with camp until 2023. I was with another organization that also works with children who've experienced abuse and neglect called Maryland CASA Association.
Okay.
So I was there for 3 years, 2.5 years. And then I saw this opportunity pop up. They were at this transition, you know, point where they wanted to grow and double, you know, just, you know, expand their impact. So I jumped on board. So I was one of their first executive directors. They had another executive director before me that sort of got the organization ready as like a business, you know, like just sort of setting things up for. So I sort of came in and made some more changes with software and technologies, and then just trying to grow our impact and just let people know we're here, so that, you know, because we really rely on our donors to make our programs run. And I'm trying to break into, you know, government grants. We were able to get a one-time grant last year, which afforded us that second week of camp with Baltimore City and Muncie. But that was a one-time grant. They were using up some leftover COVID funds, so they needed to be used by the end of last year. So now, you know, I'm writing grants. There's lots of applications. There's one due tomorrow by 3 p.m. with the Maryland Department of Health. Fingers crossed.
Well, this is one of these things where Trump's coming here trying to gut everything and everybody, and you know, like
don't
all
get
of this.
Me started.
Yeah, don't get me started, especially in Dundalk.
right.
Yeah, Johnny Ray Salling. Something to say, but the notion of how many good people we have who do things like this, and people to write checks, and then there's the time spent, and then there are these children. In a general sense, and I want you to talk about what kind of kids these are. I had Chris Dipnarine here a minute ago about For My City, and he's always thinking, put kids to work. And you're like, our kids are a little younger than that, and our kids are really on the fringe of, this could go either way for an 8 or 9 or 10-year-old kid that's been abused, right?
And
you're trying to intervene in a way and really make a different kind of impact for kids that think a squirrel is a farm animal, right?
Right.
You're from the city. You don't know. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, you just don't know. And you're trying to open their minds, but also put them on a pathway of healing for...
Exactly.
Not most of these kids. All of these kids have had things that we don't even want to talk about. We can't talk about. We couldn't talk about.
Right. Yeah. No, I mean, our kids, you know, like I said, we do target the kids from Baltimore City and Baltimore County. All of the kids are referred to us. So if you think a social worker or a guidance counselor in a school, they, you know, I reach out to them, they reach out to me, and they refer a child. And
well, you know, you find the right ones once summer comes, right?
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
I mean, yeah.
And it's just really a wonderful program. The kids come back 2, 3, sometimes 4 years in a row, depending on age and grade. So we really get them at this critical time in their lives, and we're working with them to just build life skills, to build resiliency. You know, we're teaching them, you know, how to handle their emotions. You know, like, their emotions are real, and how do you deal with those? What's the right way, you know, to
anger, disappointment,
yeah,
all
like,
of that, right?
Like, it's, you know, they're so, and then also we're just letting them have fun. Just come to camp and have fun. And they have their
he runs the joint.
Oh, nice. They have they're paired with their very own counselor for the week, which, as far as I know, and other folks on staff, I don't think there's another camp that does this. So they get paired one-to-one. They have their own counselor for the week. And that counselor's job is just to make sure they're having fun and they feel safe. And that's it. And then the rest of, and they really build a really awesome bond with them for that lasts to the next summer. And then the counselor.
So 30 kids.
Yeah.
Counselors,
yeah.
They're there a week. Right? Overnight,
yep.
Sleeping in the woods, the whole deal, right?
Yeah.
Harford County, right, is where
Harford
we're doing
County,
this?
Yeah.
So, the kids scared when they come out? Or
some
they
of them. So, the first day is always, you know, the toughest because, especially for the new campers, they don't know what to expect. They're away from home. Cell phones aren't allowed. And so, yeah, everybody's a little
and they
nervous
all know they're
and
going.
Scared.
It's like it's something looking forward to it,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, but bit. They're nervous. They're nervous.
I asked my kid when you were here last year if he had a good time at camp. And 25 years later, I sent him two camps, two summers, all summer.
Yeah.
I sent him out. Oh, yeah. He went away for like 8 weeks for two summers. Late middle school, early. You know, it was like maybe he was 12, 13, 14 in that range.
Yeah.
He comes back 30 years later, and he said, I love those summers, you know?
No.
And he's like, I love, you know, made friends, did all of that all these years later, but I'm from Colgate. We didn't go to camp.
I went to Girl Scout camp, so I got to do that.
But dude, I went up to Colgate Elementary, and I played Stratego, and then I played kickball. Dodgeball is what I played, you know?
Yeah. Yeah, no, I mean, it really is. Like, camp, summer camp is a powerful experience. It creates those like core memories that like we've had campers. I had a camper reach out to me last fall that he's now in his 30s. And he's like, I still remember. Like, I still remember, you know, his childhood wasn't amazing.
Right.
But he remembers the happiness and the joy that he had coming to camp.
38 years you've been doing this?
So, yeah.
So, you have alumni that's our age almost, right?
Yeah.
Literally, right?
Yeah, yeah. And camp was born in Dundalk.
Well, all good things are, like Costas Inn. Mr. Costas came up here. Trish is here. She is Camp Opportunity. She is my childhood friend. Paddles and Pinwheels, Rally for Prevention, a pickleball tournament. It's Saturday, April 26th here at the Pickleball House. That is 1330 Innovation. Where the hell is Innovation Street?
It's like Middle River, that, you know, 43, White Marsh, Middle River. Have you ever gone down 43?
What did they ever innovate in Middle River? Dundalk.
Pickleball House.
Proceeds benefit Camp Opportunity, supporting children impacted by abuse and neglect. Matches for all levels, delicious food and drinks included, prizes for top teams, and a community and fun for a great cause. Serving aces and building dreams. I'm playing pickleball. I'm a tennis player. CampOpportunity.org. What is Camp Opportunity on a global thing? It's just a local organization,
it's
right? It sounds like something that should be everywhere.
Yeah.
Like, it sounds like a national organization. It's not
it
the Maryland or the
be.
Baltimore Camp Opportunity, but it's been going. But this is a local group.
It is. It's local. Yep.
Well, you wouldn't know that from the name, you know, just straight away. April is Child Abuse Prevention Month. I did not know that.
Yeah.
So that now that I know that, I'm going to have to do something in April to go on to doing all that.
And pinwheels are the symbol for happy childhoods. So that's the blue pinwheels is sort of the symbol for Child Abuse Prevention Month.
When I was a boy, I had a pinwheel that flickered that had like the little lights. I got it at the circus. So I had a flickering lighted pinwheel when I haven't thought about a pinwheel in my that's happiness for kids.
That's happiness.
Well, I'm trying to learn all of this stuff here.
Yeah. And then we'll also be in Annapolis on April 6th, giving out pinwheels to all our constituents down there on the last
day. How many other things you do a year other than you do your thing in the summer with the kids.
Right.
These are fundraisers
These are
and
fundraisers.
Events along the way. How many in a year does Camp Opportunity do?
So we do one in the spring and one in the fall. In the fall, we have what we call Shining Stars, and that's at the the BMI, Baltimore Industrial
Museum. Museum of Industry.
Thank you.
Yeah, I've been there.
Yeah, yeah.
I have seen an event there for American Cancer Society.
It's a good event. We sort of make it like a fancy bull roast. So
okay,
right. So it's fun. We have wheels and lots of things to gamble and bet on.
All right, now look, it's a good Dundalk girl. I'm going to give you that. Being a Colgate girl, Trish from Camp Opportunity,
Eastwood,
Colgate, Eastwood.
I went to Colgate, but lived in Eastwood.
Well, because we imported you.
They shut us down.
Yeah. I don't want to get into immigration and North Point Boulevard, but I'll. You're killing me today. For Camp Opportunity, doing these things and doing these doing fundraisers a couple times a year, this is the lifeblood of every charity community organizations. I always say, like, get out in front of these things a couple times a year to raise dough.
Yeah.
And putting together a thing like a pick. Like, I'm not a pickleball guy, but I would do this and support this for you guys. Coming up with ideas and fundraisers, stuff like that, and people participating.
Yeah.
What will people find at the pickleball tournament here?
So I think they have 8 courts. We're hoping to get at least 50 teams registered. And there's different levels. I don't play pickleball either. I'm going to learn this month. But there's different levels.
It's tennis for softies who want to play doubles.
Well, I mean, and then, so there's they have different matches and levels and, male,
don't
female.
Don't blow your Achilles, whatever you do.
No. We're going to have food and drinks. So, and games. So if you don't want to play and you just want to come and support, you can show up and have some food and drink.
I'll play if you play.
Yeah, I'll play. I'm definitely playing.
I didn't mean that. Did I say that on the radio?
I'm going to hold you to it now.
I'm so afraid of hurting my back with, getting ultra competitive on the pickleball swing and all that. Trish is here. Camp Opportunity is a great thing for young people here. We learned about it last year. Bringing it back again this year. A couple of Super Bowls here all week long. We're at Costas today on behalf of the Maryland Lottery and our friends at Wise Markets. We're going to be doing this all week long, telling stories like my childhood friend Trish, who's put this thing together and trying to help kids. When's the big weeks in Harford County?
So they're in July. They're 2 weeks in a row, the middle of July in this.
Now, there's no mosquitoes at this camp, right?
Probably.
God, I hate mosquitoes.
Who likes mosquitoes?
My wife is outdoorsy. You know what I mean? She likes hiking.
Yeah.
And, we get a little sideways on it because I'm like, I'm not walking in the woods. It's just not what I'm not. You know where I'm from. I'm from Colgate.
Yeah.
I'm from the city. I don't go to the woods. So, this whole camping thing, while I'm pimping it for you, it's not that appealing to me to be out in the woods with mosquitoes and stuff like that. So my wife's always trying to get me to do outdoor stuff or camping stuff. And I'm like, I camped in a prowler trailer, Dundalk style, with the commode. You clean it out up at the Morris Meadows up in Pennsylvania. We drive up for the weekend. And even then, mosquitoes.
Yeah. Comes with
it's
the territory.
A part of camp.
It is.
Right. Do you provide any spray or DEET or anything?
Yeah, they have all that. Yeah, we provide everything for the kids. They don't have to bring anything, and we've had that happen before.
What do they get to do all summer? What are you doing at your camp? What are they crafts?
There's crafts. There's campfires, singing songs, s'mores. They get to they sleep in cabins, but one night of the week, as long as the weather cooperates, they get to sleep in a tent. So we have,
they get to.
Yeah.
Lucky them.
Yeah. No. And they love it. They look forward to it. They do.
This goes into my anti-outdoor thing, yeah.
But the biggest thing they like.
There's
to
no
do,
bears in Harford County.
There probably
no,
are.
No, don't say that.
I mean. Everywhere.
Now I'm not going.
Selling my husband.
Give me the bears.
Yeah, no, but swimming is the favorite activity.
Okay.
We have an Olympic size swimming pool, they love their
swim
time.
Well, it's hot as July.
Yeah. No, so that's the big.
Are you doing two weeks this year? Or we not? No, we're trying to fund.
We are doing 2 weeks. We are committed to 2 weeks. We need to raise the funds. We need to raise the funds.
Well, we're going to get another fundraiser going. We got the pickleball tournament going on April 26th for Camp Opportunity. Trish is here of Dundalk, now of Perry Hall, doing good work with young kids really impacted by abuse and neglect. I was never certainly in that category. And I can't say in Colgate, you're from Eastwood. You might be the only person I ever know that ever went to camp anywhere. You said you did a camp when you were a kid.
Yeah.
Camps weren't like...
Yeah,
they didn't come to my neighborhood, and as I get older, I some years they've called me, to give a speech at the summer broadcasting camp.
Well, that's
so there's
cool.
broadcasting camps.
Yes.
There's all, you know, there were softball, tennis camps, football camps, all that. I'm thinking, nobody ever offered me a chance to do anything camping-wise as a kid. Maybe that's why I don't like the woods. I don't know.
Yeah.
Maybe somebody should have taken me out in the woods. I was a Cub Scout.
Well,
I spent one
camped.
Night in the woods. I was at Elk Neck State Park.
You yes, know? Yeah.
That's mm-hmm. not Hartford, Kent. It's the next one up.
Right.
But as a Cub Scout with Jeff Verdeer and his dad, we slept in the woods in 1978.
In a tent?
In a tent.
Nice.
It was kind of like that Flintstones episode with Fred and Barney. Remember when they took the Cub Scouts out? They went floating down the river in the pontoon.
Yes.
Yeah. I think it rained that night. I think I saw my first salamander.
Oh.
So you're making me think of my camp.
Your core memories are coming back.
She sounds like my elementary school teacher because she probably is. Trish is here for Camp Opportunity. Help. Tell me how they can help you out besides writing your check coming to the pickleball tournament.
Yeah, I mean, go to campopportunity.org. There's lots of ways to get involved. Obviously, you know, financial donations help, but you can volunteer. You can like us on all our social media. We're on Instagram, Facebook, and LinkedIn. Always looking, that's a great way to keep up with us. And then there's also on our website, you can subscribe to our newsletters. We don't send out a ton, so you don't have to worry about getting junk email, probably one a month.
She will not spam you.
No, there's no spamming.
There's no spamming Camp Opportunity.
Yeah, I sent out a newsletter today, and it was full of lots of great information, like the pickleball tournament and pinwheels for prevention and our impact from last year. And then also we have our annual meeting coming up next Thursday on the 13th of February, and that is virtual. So if you wanted to sign up and learn more about what we're doing, you can attend our virtual annual meeting. It's at 10 a.m.
Well, Trish and I were in Oliver together 43 years ago at Colgate Elementary. How can that be that long ago?
I know.
You were like a little girl, and I was like a little boy. And look at, you know, all these years later. But she is, she's got me into Camp Opportunity here. And the thing, if you've done nothing in the last 20 minutes here, you've made me remember that I camped one time at Elk Neck State Park.
There you go.
I visited my son every summer that he was at the camp up in West Virginia. And all I remember was like the crafts and the sports and just a bunch of kids that stunk from being in the woods for 8 weeks.
Yeah.
And the tans that they had from being out in the sun and the mosquito bites that they had. And all I keep thinking about is Meatballs is one of my all-time favorite movies. Like, all-time favorite movies.
Yeah.
And I'm thinking, I missed out on that. You know what I mean? Like, because I was not as privileged in growing up in Colgate that I didn't get to do all of that. We just chased girls at Skateland, which wasn't a bad thing to do.
Skateland was fun.
It was fine,
but
you know?
Yeah, I mean, that's one
but
of the
But there is
things
some of that going away
it
and
is.
Having that meatballs.
Yeah.
We are the CIT, so pity us. You know what I mean? That kind of thing. So there is a part of camping in the summer that has romance. You know, that has a romantic feeling for me that because I never did it.
Yeah.
Yeah, I never went away.
Yeah. Yeah,
like
no, they
good,
love it.
These kids are getting to do.
Yeah. And the ones that come back for like the second, third, or fourth year, like they are pumped. They're, you know, already counting down
the
days.
Well, they know
the
about the mosquitoes ahead of time.
Yeah, they know.
They know to bring their deed.
They know. Yeah.
What is their favorite part when they say that to you? The kids that come back every year, what do they love the most?
Swimming.
No, okay, it's swimming.
Yeah,
it's just
swimming.
The pool.
I mean, some of them will say the arts and crafts, but mostly the majority, hands down, it's the swimming. They love the swimming.
So it is like when I went camping with my stepbrother, we would just wind up in the pool all day.
Yeah.
I mean, like, it's summertime, right?
And one of the other things
that's
I want to mention
enough.
That, you know, the kids that come, especially the ones coming for the first time, are meal times. We have, you know, 3 meals a day and snacks, and we eat family style. And for a lot of these kids, they don't get that at home.
They've never seen that much food either, right?
Yeah, they don't. They have never seen that much food.
Can I go back and get more?
Yes, and
oh,
absolutely
that's like
you
Oliver.
Can.
That's
yes.
so sweet.
Yes.
Yeah, take care of these kids. Take care of her. Camp Opportunity. All right, we're down here at Costas. I'm going to let you go because you got kids to do things with, and we might have to get a beer. We're at Costas, and we're lingering longer. It's the beginning of a long week. I am in better shape than I was last year. Last year, I did a marathon. We were live, remember?
Yeah.
And it was just so stressful. Every piece. I invited these fellows. I want to give them a shout out. The guys from Preparing for Tomorrow are coming tomorrow on Tuesday. They're going to be my next guest.
Nice.
Kevin Moody and Derek Johnson, they're two Baltimore City cops.
Mm-hmm.
And they have put together this mentoring program for young men, maybe on the edge, who maybe have a pathway to being police officers or contributing mm-hmm. in some way. And they came last year and had audio problems, and we were live. I had video problems, and we were live. And I'm trying to, like, focus on their important thing, and I'm all effed up. And I'm like, you know what? They're the first guys I got to invite back this year, so we do it the right way.
Yeah, good. Sounds
so
like they're doing good stuff, too.
Yeah, there's been no technical problems this year. I don't have to pee.
Good.
Nobody's bothering me. I don't make you wait a half an hour like I did last year. So a cup of Super Bowl. We're off to the good start in our
yes.
second annual Cup of Super Bowl. Support Camp Opportunity, Paddles and Pinwheels Rally for Prevention 2025. It is a pickleball tournament. You can learn about all of this out at campopportunity.org. It sounds like a big national organization, but it's just some good people here from Perry Hall and Dundalk and beyond helping kids get up to Harford County for Baltimore and do good things. Our friends at the Maryland Lottery are doing good things. They got a machine over here with the Monopoly scratch-offs. They gave me the magic eight ball here. Number 008 for Cal Ripken, 008
wow.
for Trent Dilfer there,
all right.
for Andy Etchebaron, but not for Rich Dower, who we lost here today on the WNST text service. A lot of things going on, weird stuff with the Justin Tucker thing. We got a Super Bowl this week. Each and every day we're going to be telling lots and lots of stories. I want to promote some other people that are coming by later in the week because we are wrapping things up here at Costas today. I am going to have the American Cancer Society in the Hope Lodge on Tuesday. Megan McCorkle, whom I love, is leaving Enoch Pratt Library. She's going to live Baltimore. We're going to talk to her. Jessica Normington, who came up to me about blind folks, who always, nobody inspires me like blind folks. So we're going to do this on Tuesday as well. Wednesday, I have TJ Humphreys. He's the guy that won the Ravens scratch-off lottery game Tickets for Life. He did my show last year as the Tickets for Life winner. Turns out he's in recovery and helps other people in recovery.
That's
so
awesome.
He's going to come on the show on Wednesday at Coco's and tell me how he's helping people. Clancy, beer vendor Clancy, the man, the myth, they made a beer after him. He's going to be at the show on Wednesday at Coco's with Rasig. Dave Brelsford, who I met last week at Beers and Bots. This is a group that does robotics and STEM
nice.
In the city, trying to get these young folks in the city into STEM programs, science, technology, math, the whole deal. Dave is a teacher at Mervo. He's going to come by on Wednesday and tell me what they're doing. On Thursday, I have Kate Parris coming by talking about Leukemia and Lymphoma Society. I've raised enough money for him, I should say. LLS mm-hmm. Coming by. I have Cassie Grady coming by to talk about Crohn's on Thursday. One of my best friends and oldest dudes in the universe, Jason Seamer, spent the last 2 weeks on safari in Africa.
Wow.
And he is a world-class photographer. So he's taken all of these crazy African safari. He's just back. So I'm going to learn about his African safari trip. So this is what we're doing all week. I don't know what, you know, like I'm not even to Friday when Rachel and her sister are going to come by and do comedy about cancer. I don't know how they're going to do this, but they're going to make me laugh and we're going to raise some money. Kate Bell is going to be here on Friday. Greg Abel's supposed to come by on Friday. And Terry Beck's going to be here on Friday at Cooper's North. He is a cancer survivor as well. So.
That's a busy week.
If I'm not inspired by the time Patrick Mahomes wins his third Super Bowl in a row, I'm bad news. My thanks to Trish. Okay. Camp Opportunity, support them, support all of our charities and for my city and everybody else that came by today. Had the folks from St. Lutheran's Church in Essex come by. Ann's Toy Closet. This gal's mother created the biggest toy closet I've ever heard of. She said to me on Christmas week, they have toys as big as Costas, a room as big as Costas.
I believe it.
That they give thousands of toys away on the second Saturday. This is going on in Essex. I didn't even know about this.
I love it.
So we got to find out more about this stuff. That is what a cup of Super Bowl is all about. And it's probably about me getting a cup of soup or a bowl right there at the bar with Trish from Camp Opportunity. We're signing off from Costas. Plenty ahead. Joe Flacco's around here this week. Pro Football Hall of Fame vote. The Justin Tucker thing, whatever that thing is, we're going to continue talking about it. I'm back for more. We are Baltimore Positive. Stay with us.